Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Keith Woods at the Poynter Institute, and I'm here with Shireen Chadha, director of the Tampa Brahmakumaris. Today we're talking about the power to withdraw in our series of conversations about powers. And Shireen, the power to withdraw first strikes me as the power to get away, the power to avoid. And like all of the other powers that we've talked about so far, I know that this one has another side. What's the difference?
When we talk about the power to withdraw, we are actually not only talking about disconnecting from the world, disengaging from the world, but also connecting with our spiritual identity, with our core identity. When I mean spiritual identity, I mean the identity that is actually eternally with us, not just the identity that comes from being in this body, like the label, the year, make, model of this body, but there's an eternal identity, and that identity. So I step away from my spiritual, the worldly identity, from the world, but I connect with my eternal identity.
So it's not just withdrawing, but connecting. Is it a singular act? When I do one, I'm doing the other?
Not necessarily. It is an act that requires a certain amount of awareness, a certain amount of understanding. Because not necessarily that if you disconnect from something, you connect with something else. But because this is in the context in which we are using, this is the way that when I disconnect from my limited thinking about who am I and connect with my eternal identity, that completes the power. But not necessarily that one translates to the other. I have to make both decisions to do. I have to decide to do both of them.
Under what circumstances might I be inclined to summon this one?
They are maybe about three or four situations where you would need to do it. There could be a time when you want to disconnect from the roles and responsibilities you have, withdraw, disengage from the roles and responsibilities you have. There might come a time when you want to disengage from the emotions you are having in a particular situation. There might come a time when you want to disengage from the judgments that you are making about a situation. And most importantly, there has to be periods in the day when I disengage from my own story.
Why?
There are various reasons why you would need to do the power to withdraw. One is that when I disengage from my own story, I have a better perspective. So it's actually a change in perspective. And so this perspective gives me a chance to not only take a rest, that my consciousness needs resting. I can't keep plugged in all the time. It's like everything needs a rest, and especially my consciousness, my perspective needs a rest. That's one reason. There's the other reason is you need to regroup. And you need to know what you have, what you don't have, what is it that you need to use, what is it that you don't need to use. You need to step back to be able to do all of this. And then there's another one, and that is sometimes to just protect yourself, to protect yourself from negative influences, to protect yourself from whatever is going on around you, your own negativity, all of these things.
But there seems always to be these tensions between these ideas, because it's at one level we're pushed forward and urged to face things. We talked about the power to face. We are urged to stay in the moment and tolerate sometimes the circumstances around us differently. And here there is, under some of the same circumstances, the moment when we might choose to withdraw. You used a metaphor in writing about this of the turtle as an act of self-protection, to pull yourself back into the shell. So, which is it? Should I be pushing to face the world, or when I feel the heat pull into my shell?
The pull into the shell, there's one thing. I'm going to answer that question. But the pull into the shell, this is a side note. The pull into the shell is not necessarily to get away from the heat as much as to rest your consciousness, to give it a different perspective. And to answer your question, when do I face and when do I withdraw? Sometimes you have to use both the powers consequent, one after the other, right one after the other. There might be a 1 minute when you're dealing with someone, when you are in a relationship with someone, 1 minute you might need to withdraw, and the next minute you might need to face your own insecurities. Because facing is your own insecurities, your own weaknesses that you're facing, and withdrawing is you're withdrawing to regain power, to regroup, to rest, to protect yourself from whatever influence that is happening.
Well, I could see just a regular day, where nothing really particularly bad has happened. I've had a long day at work. I've had a successful day at work in which I've been fully engaged, working my brain pretty hard. What you're suggesting is that sometimes the power to withdraw is to say, okay, you've done enough of that. Now come back into yourself. Withdraw from that world and become, as you say in your writing, introspective for the moment. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. I feel just like any machine that is always connected needs to rest at some point. It needs to save power. In the same way, during the workday, it's not just even after the workday, but even during the workday, if I withdraw, that I regain a lot of my original strength. And so that's why you would need to do, because this helps you regain your original strength, your innate power that we all have. It helps you to regain that. And so that's why you would need to withdraw. And so it's not necessarily just after a whole 8 hours of workday, but sometimes we try this. In the Brahma Kumaris, we have this practice called traffic control, and we withdraw every hour, just for a minute.
Literally for a minute.
Literally for a minute, or less, or more. But something like that, around approximately that much amount of time. And I can tell you that practice really helps me. Because not only am I withdrawing from the situation, but I'm connecting with my eternal identity, my eternal truth, my eternal wisdom, my eternal peace. And when I connect with that, when I come back into my role, when I come back into the story, when I come back into connection with other people, I come back with so much more energy and such a different, fresh perspective on things.
When you pull out, and let's say in this case it is for something as short as a minute,
mm-hmm.
give or take some seconds, what's happening? What are you saying? What are you thinking? You're in silence. What are you doing?
There's something that comes to my mind I want to share. That is, in the corporate world these days, that socially responsible companies apparently talk about the triple bottom line. They're not just talking about one bottom line. It's not just about money anymore. It is about money. That's one bottom line. The second bottom line is how it affects the environment. And the third bottom line is how it affects people, how it affects people in the company and how it affects people in general. And so I've been thinking about the powers, and I've been thinking that every power actually is not just about one bottom line. What am I getting is not just about one thing. What am I doing in it is not just about one thing, but it's about the triple bottom line. And what I get out of these powers is there are three things that happen. There are three things that you need and three things that happen while you are in this power to withdraw mode. One is that you have to remember and you have to come into the awareness constantly that you are the driver, the master of this body. Just like a car has a driver, and the car has a year, make, model, and the driver has its own or his or her own identity. In the same way, I, the self, in this body, have my eternal identity, and then the body has its identity. And so when I come into that awareness that I'm the driver and the master of this this vehicle, then I automatically disconnect from the negativity that's going on, not only within myself, but people around me.
And this is the act of saying it. I am the driver.
Or becoming into this awareness. So you ask me what happens.
Well, it's a little, it's a mysterious, and I'm trying to make it less
mysterious. Yeah, okay. So
coming into an awareness is a little bit mysterious.
Okay, so you're thinking about it. You are becoming aware of it. For example, we are talking, but you are aware of glasses right there.
Yes.
So in the same way, you have awareness of it. Just like you have awareness of your environment, here you have awareness of you, the driver in this body. You, the soul, the eternal self, the being in this body.
And the act of reaching that awareness pulls you away, detaches you.
Yes.
From the moment.
Not only, it detaches you, it separates you. Not exactly detaches. I want to use the word detach and I want to use the word separate. In different contexts here. So it separates you from negativity.
Okay.
So it takes you away from that negativity. That's one thing that happens. And then the second thing that I would need to do, and then there is a result to it, is that I have to become aware of my intrinsic qualities, that my original nature is peace, it's power, that I'm actually originally powerful. I am peaceful, I am joy, my original nature is joy, my original nature is bliss, I have power, I have knowledge, all of those things. And so if I connect with that, my original, my eternal identity, then that strength that comes from those qualities emerge. That's the second thing that happens. And then the third thing is the word I want to use, detachment, which is different from separating yourself from people.
In what way?
Detachment actually means that you are becoming a witness, that you're witnessing an act. You're in the act, you're in the play, but you're becoming a witness to the play. You're looking at the play as a witness, you're witnessing it.
Is this an emotional detachment, so you're no longer feeling whatever the emotion is of that moment?
It could be an emotional detachment, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. You can just watch your emotions. That's also detachment. Your emotions are playing out, and you start watching your emotions. And interestingly enough, physics plays a role here, that this thing about the observer changes the observation, changes the whole experiment. In the same way, when you start watching yourself, when you start witnessing yourself, that's watching yourself, you start observing yourself, then a lot of things change. You automatically start stepping away from these negative influences, whether they're yours or other people, and go in a direction that is beneficial for you.
But why would that be an automatic? If I do reach the point where I am pulled away and I'm saying, well, I appear to be upset in this particular moment. Why does that automatically imbue me with these other qualities?
Are we just talking about detachment here?
Sure.
Okay. For some reason, that's how our consciousness works. And that's my experience over a period of time, that when I become an observer of it, I seem to not just be an observer, but to actually affect change in my consciousness. change in my awareness, change in my emotions, whether it's emotions, whether it's feelings, whether it is feeling bad, good, whatever it is. And so it seems to change it, and that's been my experience watching myself.
Well, we were talking before about the relationship that this phenomenon that you describe here has in the psychological world. And if you go down this continuum in psychology, you get to a pathology. You get to a place where people have detached from reality. They've left the real world for some of the same reasons that I might be inclined to withdraw using the power as you've described it, which is things have gotten pretty tough. Something traumatic has happened. And rather than being me, rather than being the person who was victimized by a crime or some other victim of trauma, I'll detach and I'll just observe. And in fact, it is regarded as a survival instinct, human survival instinct. What you've described isn't a reaction in this case, but in fact an action. A conscious intention. How are those things the same? How are they different?
In that case, that when people when they have a problem and they detach, in that case they need help coming back. So it's almost like they've disengaged and they're not able to re-engage. In this particular case, you have not only the choice, but you exercise the choice to re-engage with more power, more inner power, more strength. And so that's the difference, that you reconnect, you plug back into life, you plug back into your story, into the role you're playing, into whatever, with a lot more strength, with a lot more tools at your disposal to deal with whatever is going on in that situation. And that's the difference. And you don't need outside help to, that's the other thing, is you don't need outside help. There you need outside help to come back into the situation, come back into your life. But here you don't. And there it seems to be over a long period of time that people, if they're going to a psychiatrist for this particular disease, it must be months or a long period of time. But here I'm talking about minutes. I'm talking about it being a centering practice. Detachment, really, when the word detachment that I'm using is in the context, it's nothing but a practice of centering yourself.